Madison 1670 WTDY presents There's No Place Like Broadhead.
Brought to you by Buckshot Exteriors. Roofing, siding, gutters at its best. BuckshotExteriors.com.
There's No Place Like Broadhead.
If you get all excited for a weekend of go-karting in the Wisconsin Dells, you might have a change of heart after sitting in one of the go-karts at the Sugar River Raceway. In fact, they make most go-karts look like child's play. The bottom line is, if speed, competing, and feeling that adrenaline rush is your thing and you've never been there, you're missing out.
The rent-to-race cars, we've got them for 8 years old and older, and they'll run about 35 miles an hour. And then the rent-to-race ones that the adults use for the race programs are 50 miles an hour. The ones the people own for the race programs can go as fast as 65 into the straightaway.
The raceway is a half mile of paved asphalt, and it's been family-owned and operated for over 50 years. Marshall Fairman inherited the passion from his father and keeps the tradition alive today.
He was a hot rod guy, you know, liked cars, an engineer for General Motors. And back then, the car magazines that came out had go-karting in them. And so that's how they got their exposure to it. And of course, it started in California, where all the new fads start with the cars and what have you. And so they said, look at these. We should build some of these. So him and his engineer buddies were building go-karts. And next thing you know, they're racing on a track. It was kind of his hobby out of control. 1959 is when the track started. We celebrated our 50th anniversary last year. Every night after school, my job was to come home and assemble go-karts, and he manufactured go-karts and sold them on a national level. And being the engineer that he was, this was what he loved to do. And so he built them from the late 50s until he passed in 1994. And so I kind of collect the old ones that he used to make and keep a few around.
And whether you're a racing rock star or just want to give it a try, they've got plenty of options for you. You can actually buy one of the go-karts they handcraft right on site, as well as all the gear you need. Or you can just borrow it for a few hours. So if you're like most folks who plan to rent, Marshall says there's no need to worry about finding the fastest cart before the race.
Two of these guys that just went out are my staff. They're testing go-karts here, making sure they're good to go. And they do that every week. They'll ride all the go-karts and make sure they perform the same. They'll make chassis tuning tweaks, you know, engine tuning tweaks, whatever they have to do to keep the fleet all running the same. Because when you're racing, you want your cart to be as fast as the other guy, right? You don't want disappointed customers that way. We also do 100-lap rent-to-race events where you and a partner come in and rent the cars, and you run the 100 laps continuous. You do pit stops every 25 laps, change drivers. They have a great time with that. And then Saturday, every week, is bachelor parties, wall-to-wall, and it's rent-to-race stuff. They come and use our equipment, so that's what we do all day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. The other half of what we do is people that own their own equipment, and so you'll see some trailers sitting around here, and it's their toy box. It's full of their go-kart stuff, and they come Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays to do their tuning and testing, and then they race on Sundays.
And tonight's Turnkey Thursday at the Sugar River Raceway and the Fastest Man Alive competition. It's open to the public, $60 to enter, and the perfect way to kick off the weekend. And make sure you join us tomorrow, because we're going to give you the full lineup of events for Covered Bridge Days, which will be running this Friday through Sunday. I'm Lindsay Ajavor, and you're listening to Madison 1670 WTDY.